There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We also have to say that Patrick is amazing because he sat with us, General Manager Patrick Antaki. Hello.
Yeah. Hello, this is very embarrassing.
You didn't expect that, did you?
No, I didn't know it was going to do that.
30 times she's been here.
They're amazing. They're amazing people. They year after year, they come sometimes twice a year. Last year, they couldn't come because they were not very well. But this year, they're here for a month.
What is it that you're doing to make Barbara keep coming back, Patrick?
We just look after them, genuinely. You know, when they turn up here and they're over 80. So he's going to celebrate his 85th birthday next year. And so when they walk in here and the lifeguards or the guys help them get a good spot on the beach, they help them get into the sea, they help them go all over the place. It's like they've got helpers with them. Mm. So they appreciate this and people recognize them when they come year after year.
I'll tell you, I've been to loads of hotels around the world and I was sat in your coffee shop this morning and, you know, some of the people coming in obviously just arrived and your staff were embracing them like long lost brothers. I think the connection that you've got between the staff and the people that actually stay here is pretty unique.
That's what we call our secret weapon. Well, it's not that secret anymore, but it is what it is. You know, Dubai and the UAE is full of beautiful hotels. They build nicer hotels every day. The difference is how do you look after your guests, how you look after your customer. Plenty of lovely food around, plenty of nice ideas, activities, but the difference is the human touch. And I think here we've managed to excel. You look after your staff, they look after your guests. It's as simple as that.
Patrick, can you tell us a little bit about the lifeguard championships that are going on today? Because the beach is full of lifeguards. I think there should be a rule, you know, because a lot of them are wearing red. Maybe the rule is that no one else is allowed to wear red.
Well, it is on the beach. It's always good to see the red and yellow shirts. It's always good to know that, you know, these people are there looking out for you. These boys and girls have trained very, very hard. They're very physically fit. They're very skilled in their rescues.
That's why Mark's wearing jeans today.
Hey, I had my red shorts on earlier.
We were wondering whether we'd have to rescue him out of the water, but it's okay, he didn't go there. And these kids, you know, I like a beach where I know that my kids are going to be safe and these guys are going to be on the lookout. Not many people know how important these guys' job is, and that's why we have this this competition every year. We call it the UAE National Lifeguard Championships, and we have the same rules as the International Lifeguard Championships, whether it's in Australia or the US or the UK. So we take the best of all these rules and we make our competition here. We have 18 teams competing from all over the country, Ras Al Khaimah, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Sharjah. Mm-hmm. So it's all over the country. Last year it was in Dubai. Previously it was in Abu Dhabi as well. And we're hoping that next year it's going to be in Ras Al Khaimah.
So do you just put something out there to all of the different hotels and say, would you like your lifeguards to be involved?
Yes, we team up with one of the specialist sports companies. We have a website and we throw it out. And to start with, there was only about 8 teams who competed in the championships, but slowly the word went out. We send out a note to all hotels, and those who want to participate are more than welcome.
They should all be participating though, shouldn't they? Really?
Of course they should. The main prerequisite is they have to be licensed by a recognized body. We don't specify which body, otherwise, you know, it's the UAE, so there is different bodies. So we just say recognized certification as a lifeguard. The other thing is it has to be teams of 4. But some hotels find maybe Fujairah a bit too far, or maybe they don't have enough people to put on a team and be able to secure their pool and beach.
I was going to say, you don't want to be in the pool when all the lifeguards are here, do you?
No, exactly.
Now, as well as the lifeguard event that you've got going on, you have another celebration. You're 15 years old.
I know.
And you don't look a day old.
Oh, bless you.
15 years.
That lovely Al Akhah 15 years ago, you know, a new destination was born. If you remember all these years back, there was only one other hotel that people went to for weekends out of Dubai, and it was the Hatta Fort.
Yeah.
And then we came along, and then slowly the staycations became more popular. We're very lucky. Al Akhah has managed to get a niche for itself. Today, with more competitors coming in, and I do encourage competition because more people talk about this area. With more competitors, we're still doing all right. We still have our regulars. You spoke to some of them.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty more.
She's not the only one, I'll tell you.
Excellent, excellent.
And for anyone who is maybe listening and who might be new to Dubai, or I mean, I've met people who've been in Dubai for 10 years who've never been to Fujairah, and it hurts me when they tell me that, because I'm like, you won't believe it. Like, the drive through the mountains to get here, and then suddenly you're on a beach, and you've got the sea, you've got a gorgeous winter sun with a lovely breeze here, and then you've got the mountains as your backdrop. Like, you are not in Dubai anymore. It's a complete escape, isn't it?
Totally. A lot of people tell me it's better than going abroad, because you don't have the hassle of traveling, of going on an aeroplane, the visas, etc. So you get in your car, an hour and a half later, you're here, you've got the mountain, the beach, the ocean. You know, it's open ocean. The amount of diving that happens here, it's incredible.
I learned to dive over here, actually.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you still
Wonderful.
Do it?
I do still do it, but this is one of the only places I do it, because I'm a diving snob.
Yeah.
So I don't like to go anywhere where the currents are too strong. And this is perfect. It's a perfect place to learn to dive.
It's brilliant, especially for younger families or people want to go diving with their kids. You know, the best dives here are around 12 meters.
Yeah,
and
I love
that's
that.
Not deep, and you can see everything.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, hosting all these guests that come along time and time again, you've given a lot back to society here on the East Coast, certainly from a conservation point of view. Just tell us about that and how it's grown over the years.
Well, many things we've been doing. One of the things we pride ourselves with is we were one of the first people to stop serving hamur on our menus altogether. We call it Choose Wisely. In fact, there was a campaign by WWF many years ago who brought this to our attention, and we've continued it since. People thought we're going to have tons of complaints, not a single one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have alternatives, we explain to the guests, they understand, they love it. The other thing is, for the last 15 years, we've been doing Clean Up Arabia. It's every year with the EDA, Emirates Diving Association. Mm-hmm. We do a cleanup of the beaches, and it's a cleanup of on top of the beach and under the sea. So we have divers, about 10 to 12 boats, go out cleaning under the water, picking up tires, chains, whatever rubbish is under there, and people on the beaches cleaning up what others leave behind.
And do you find the guests want to get involved with those kind of activities?
Every time.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. People today want to know they give a bit to society.
Yeah.
You know, we enjoy ourselves, but we want to look after the earth for the next generation.
Where do most of your guests come from?
We have three main nationalities. In fact, four. For one group comes from the UAE, so it's a mixture of UAE locals and expats. Then we have the Brits, the Germans, and the Russians and Eastern Europeans.
Are you expecting the Chinese market to suddenly take interest in Fujairah?
I would love to, but I think we're a little bit far for them to just come over for an hour and a half and use the beach. Apparently, they've got some beautiful beaches there as well. But maybe one day, who knows?
Well, Patrick, congratulations on your 15 years, and here's to the next 15.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you, Patrick.
See you in 15 years.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.